Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Jillian Teen, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, October 27th, and ending on Sunday, the second day of November, which is in the United States also the day that daylight savings time ends, and we also have the calendar festival day for what we call Samhain or Nos Calangaif, and in the church it's All Saints Day, November 1st. And so I am going to tell you that the other interesting thing that takes place is that the Mercury energy is shifting into Sagittarius. And that will take place on Wednesday. And I'll just give you some information about that now. Mercury is opposite the sign it is said to rule, so people tend to feel as though this isn't a great place for Mercury, but it depends. They always depend. And the reason is that Mercury is supposed to be looking at details and forming logical conclusions and just gaining information and naming and categorizing things. But in Sagittarius, we have the wide view of a philosophy, or as it is in the old way of saying this, if you're with Mercury in Gemini in a forest, they're looking at all the trees. And, you know, looking at the bark and categorizing everything. If you're a Sagittarius, you're trying to see the forest ahead of you as a large space, you know, or even if you can be seeing it from above, you might want to be able to do that with, your device or, you know, flying over it. But the point is, this is a Mercury that is going to be thinking about foreign cultures, belief systems. It's going to look at long journeys and foreign cultures. It is also, I see it with the arrow pointing up to the sky, a place where we may receive some expanding mental information. And the galactic center happens to be in like about 26 degrees of Sagittarius. And so that's where all the news comes from the, you know, universal news. Like if we're going to download them with another idea or another way to look at things or whatever, we're going to shoot it in through this corridor from the galactic center, and you have to have something to pick it up. And to me, I see Mercury there as the way it can enter the mind. And one of the famous people who had Mercury in Sagittarius, even though it is thought to be in its fall, was the yogi guru Paramahansa Yogananda. And he was a prolific writer of spiritual topics. And that's also what you could say about Mercury is what we use to write and what I'm using to communicate right now with words. And so in Sagittarius, of the spiritual belief systems and stuff like that, a Mercury in Sagittarius is going to be really the one that would want to be writing about those things. Well, you could also want to be writing about travel and stuff like that. Or you might want to write about a certain country, a time period in a certain country. You might find the author has Mercury in Sagittarius if it's not their own country of origin specifically. So this is kind of what we're looking at. Mercury in Sagittarius could also want to be more jovial and that sort of thing as well, and be skipping from, you know, one area to another in conversations, because the energy of Sagittarius and fire changing and movement is one of the issues. So lots of positions in Sagittarius are going to cause people to want to literally, physically move. But with Mercury also, the journeys that Mercury usually likes to take are short journeys, but in Sagittarius, long journeys, and communications with people from far away will be very much present. So that's the quality of the way we're going to be looking at things in a conversational way. But what we also want to know is that it moves into Sagittarius on the 29th, which is Wednesday this week, at 7:02 a.m. So it'll be out of Scorpio, the deep thinking. In the early morning, there will be, I would say this is going to come in, well, it's actually the first aspect. So Mercury is at 3:36 p.m., and that is in opposition to Uranus and Gemini. So now you've got the interesting issue of Mercury with a planet in its own sign, and it's more expansive. But Uranus, as you know, I feel, is blasting us with some intuitive understandings right now, and, you know, surprise information. So Mercury will be trying to process that and turn it into some sort of understanding, a belief. If travel could be difficult, and, you know, what we're going through now is technical glitches, shall we say, that could be a time for us to unfortunately have to experience another day where something isn't working right. Okay, that will pass. And a sextile will come to Pluto at 6:06 p.m. So somebody figures it out, because Pluto's direct now and it's in the sign of technology. So maybe there's something that has to transform or something like that, or a person that needs to be consulted because they're in control of something before you do anything. So that will be all happening on the afternoon of Thursday. So it might not be easily experienced after all. Now, there is a retrograde coming from Mercury in Sagittarius, because we were retrograding in fire signs this year. And so that happens, but not until November 9th, and it's 2:02 p.m. in the afternoon. So we know, if we are clever, and I know anyone listening to this is very clever, you will be looking at the slowing down of Mercury and the station of Mercury before that. So we'll see it start slowing down from its normal degrees a day to stay on a certain degree eventually at the station. And let's see, I can tell you what that is if you would like to know, but there's going to be a couple of days. It's just the 9th is a Sunday, so you can figure Friday is going to be problematic. It's going to start to get more problematic. Let's see, Mercury. No, they're just giving me the times. I wanted to have the degree, but the retrograde planets thing is. Wait, maybe it does it this way. Okay, no. Mercury, 6 degrees of Sagittarius. So that is where it gets to. It gets to 6 degrees. And in your chart, if it's in a transit, if you know where that is, then that is where you're going to be looking at the slowing, it's stopping, and then it's going to go backwards. And so when it goes backwards, it will make a conjunction to Mars that has entered Sagittarius, and that's on the 12th of November. And this is, you know, we had the Mars-Mercury in Scorpio, but this is going to be like the great debate or the great, you know, push to sell you my point of view or belief or, you know, arguments over them or whatever. But it could also be really spurring something on to happen, and maybe involving even law, because there is an aspect of law, and one of the aspects Sagittarius as a law sign is that it's a sign of the judge. So there may be some judgment, and it's going to be, you know, powerful, let's say, and maybe argued, and that wouldn't surprise us a lot, would it? But then it will affect the retrograde Pluto on 11/17. So here again, we're coming back to figure out what changes and things we've seen and how we want to sort of think about utilizing that information, but we're retrograding backwards. So re-entering Scorpio on the 18th of November at 10:20 p.m. And now by that time, Uranus has retrograded and it's in Taurus. So Mercury will oppose Uranus again, but this time it's Scorpio to Uranus and Taurus, and that's on the 19th. So some unsolvable opposition between the thought and the change. And it's probably finance or at least values. And then there'll be, from Mercury, a trine to Saturn in Pisces. It's getting ready to go direct itself very soon. And that is going to be November 22nd. So that's close to the holiday. So be figured out and orderly and go smoothly. And then we have this, I'm really interested in seeing what this looks like, a Venus conjunction from Mercury in Scorpio. And that's on the 24th degree of November. So that can be really powerful if you're going to be talking about love, or you're going to be trying to coerce someone in some way. But this would be a powerful time to make some sort of a commitment, actually. And that takes place at 22 degrees of Scorpio on the 24th of November. And then we have Mercury go direct at 12:38 p.m. on the 29th of November. Okay, and it doesn't do much. It gets back into Sagittarius on December 11th, where it's going to square the now direct Saturn in Pisces on the 30th of December. So there is some difficulty in dealing with the anxieties of another person. And on the New Year's Day, Mercury will make a square to Neptune at 8:33 a.m. Now, that can be really fuzzy head. So one could say, you know, you may be in the mood to make promises and commitments and things like that, but it's probably not a good idea until after this Mercury square to Saturn and the square to Neptune, certainly on the 1st of January 2026. And that can also be, you know, you were partying and you just are completely, you know, And there's also the long-distance travel issue, both on the 30th with the square to Saturn, and both of these planets in Pisces can be water-related. Saturn would be colder, probably. But there's, you know, really good reasons to not, you know, try to make anybody see your point of view or make a decision about anything. On January 1st, though, the good news at this point, after the square to Neptune, will be that Mercury enters Capricorn. Practical, back down to Earth energy for 11 p.m. on the day of January 1st. Well, I'm glad I got through that because I've had another scam approach. This has been really a tricky time for me. And so I had that, you know, kind of notified right before I said I had to do this podcast. So I am feeling like I got in gear. And so here we go with the daily forecast for the week beginning Monday the 27th. And that, as we mentioned, Capricorn, well, that we have a moon in Capricorn and it is still in the first quarter phase. We had the new moon and we are now still there in the first quarter with the moon in Capricorn squaring Venus in Libra. And it doesn't take place on Monday. You might not really feel it until the evening, because this is going to come in at 12:11 a.m. on Tuesday. There's a aspect that most of us here in the United States won't necessarily feel, but if you're up across the pond, you will. Mars and Scorpio's trine to Jupiter in Cancer comes in at 2:19 a.m. And that's going to be a really good time to discuss finance and security for home or whatever, family. But the moon is actually going opposition. Capricorn moon going opposition Jupiter, 1:57 p.m. So don't get too overboard in whatever it is. More practical energy, things you can sort of feel like you're getting somewhere, will come in during the sextile to Mars in Scorpio, 2:36 p.m. You may be looking back at something still with the moon sextile to Saturn in Pisces at 4:06 p.m., maybe something you remember that was good to know at this point. And then the moon in Capricorn sextile Mercury in Scorpio until 11:17 p.m., which is really a brainiac time for discussing and looking at plans and management, including the finance of Scorpio, which would include insurance and income tax, loans and inheritance. And in the United States, this is the period of time where people are going to have to make decisions about health insurance. And there's a lot of issues in many areas at many times of people's lives. And, you know, a plan that many Americans, seniors were on, is going to stop being accepted next year because it doesn't pay the providers enough. And it's a big help for the seniors. So this is what we have to look at all the time. But of course, there are other people who have a really big issue, and hopefully there's something that's going to come and stop this doubling and tripling of insurance policy fees, because it's just, how can people do this? They can't, unless they're really wealthy, and not everybody is. So the moon is finding out some stuff about this on Tuesday, and then there may be some wishful thinking or hopeful behavior, or Moon in Capricorn will try to ground someone with that because it will be in sextile to retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 11:38 p.m. And it will go void, of course, there. But not long after, the moon will enter Aquarius at 11:55 p.m. on Tuesday. Trine, Uranus in Gemini, 12:39 a.m. on Wednesday, and then a conjunction to Pluto, 2:39 a.m. So this is, as I always say, if you're working with someone who's working along the same wavelength as you, powerful things can be happening. However, the Moon-Pluto conjunction can cause obsessions also, and in fixed sign and in Aquarius, it would be, wanting to be the dominant with the ideas for the future or the getting together with friends or anything like that, the head of the committees and organizations. So, but meanwhile, we have Mercury trine Neptune. And so if you lean on your psychic bone, you might get some better ideas, 3:26 a.m. And this is, again, 7:02 a.m. Wednesday, Mercury enters Sagittarius. The moon in Aquarius is going square the sun in Scorpio until 12:21 p.m. And this is uncomfortable in the world, freedom and control. And so that can be also showing in the outer world. But this is the waxing half moon that will bring us to the second quarter phase. All right. So we also have that coming in with Mars in Scorpio trine Saturn in Pisces at 3:05 p.m. More help somebody's trying to do, or you're trying to take actions that are helpful in even shared resources. And Mercury is taking that opposition to Uranus in Gemini through the rest of this day. And so we're looking at, through 3:36 p.m. of this day. So whatever you've come up with, you could be, I just found out something. I forgot they changed this, or I forgot this happened. So be careful if you're making plans for a trip. How sometimes you put down a day and then you write down the wrong day in your calendar and, you're not going to get on that plane. So be careful. And also find out, if you have trip pending information, make sure things are happening. There's a lot of places that are having issues now. Hopefully you don't have a plan to be visiting one of them when this opposition tells you, whoops, you can't go. Moon in Aquarius is going trine Venus in Libra, though, so things will work out. And that comes in at 3:35 p.m. on Thursday. So if you were leaving Thursday morning or afternoon, that would have been, guaranteed pleasant trip. Because that's something you may not know if you haven't heard me talk about it before. But when you leave on a trip, your embarkation is the birth of the trip. It's like you just started a new cycle, it's a new phase. And that moment tells the tale about how you're going to experience the trip. And so I do that kind of astrology chart, to choose time. It's, it's a conscious election chart is what we call it. Looking for the good times to do things. Easy flow is always a nice idea. So this is what you would want. This moon trine Venus would be lovely to go onto that one. We have the moon then, however, if you're international, it probably comes in later, but I wouldn't have wanted to pick that day because the moon is going square Mars in Scorpio. And so maybe not right away, but at some point there'll be a conflict. And again, it will have something to do with control of action or, you know, plans. And so that comes in Friday, which we call here Halloween Friday. And that's 2:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So now we've got a void of course moon that will enter Pisces at 7:46 a.m. Friday the 31st. And it's interesting to have a Pisces moon for today because it's, well, you know, I don't really want to get into it too much because I don't have that much time on this podcast. So you'll be seeing things about it. If you're on the Substack, you'll certainly see me write a post about this holiday. But, you know, you want to be in a time, a lot of people will be doing stuff and trying to do psychic stuff. You really must have protection around you at that point in that evening if you're going to be doing stuff like that. So make sure you are. And this can also just be for the physical, because the moon is showing in Pisces, very sensitive. In the morning, there's a square to Uranus in Gemini, 8:18 a.m. And then there's a square to Mercury in Sagittarius at 11:32 a.m. So once again, something about movement or information isn't, you know, it's not working quite right. And you do get a very psychic combination. We have the moon in Pisces trine the sun in Scorpio for the rest of the day until 11:42 p.m. So powerful messages, yes, they can come through. And being in the space that's really the space of this time is the honoring of the ancestors. And, you know, you could do some of that. And you could, you know, want to receive a message or something. But again, you know, surround yourself in light, have a white candle, you know, burn some frankincense and, you know, do whatever you do to be in a clear space. But I know one of my Native American teachers told me, don't do it then. It's too much of a doorway. And Saturday, which is All Saints Day, and sometimes the day people celebrate Samhain, you have the moon in Pisces trine Jupiter in Cancer, 11:17 p.m. So if you're going to do a group, if you're going to, you know, do some kind of ceremonial something or other, that's pretty nice. And you'll have upbeat energy, and you will, you know, have good food probably too. And that doesn't end, that wonderful Saturday aspect, until 2:17 a.m., which is now Eastern Standard Time, because it's 17 minutes after we changed our clocks and went back to normal time. I'm so happy. People know I like things the way the sky does it. I don't really have to mess with what sky is doing. Trine Jupiter, 2:17 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd. And then there's a bit of an obstacle, a downer or something like that, because the moon joins Saturn, 3:31 a.m. But moon, Mars in Scorpio, 8:17 a.m. will be helpful if you're trying to discuss things and talk about how to handle certain things, maybe upcoming issues about holidays or something. But the moon will join Neptune at 10:15 a.m. And this is a retrograde Neptune. And, you know, so you want to be aware of the fog. The fog that's either really out there or maybe also out there, and the fog that's in whatever it is you're hearing or doing, and it's also potential toxicities and infections. So be aware. Shortly after this, the moon will enter Aries, and Aries moon will be thrilled with some new information. A change, you know, as long as we're at action, as long as we're in our active state anyway, because of the second quarter phase that we're in now, we're looking to find things, tools, people that can help us with our goals. So this may be connect for moon in Aries at 11:01 a.m. and then the moon in Aries will sextile Pluto until 1:05 p.m. and trine Mercury in Sagittarius until 5:18 p.m. So yes, this is a good time after the moon is in Aries to be out and about or to be discussing things with people or meeting with people or making some kind of plans and or having some fun, you know, especially when the moon is trine Mercury in Sagittarius. Adventures will be very appealing. But watch your wallet, because this day we have Venus in Libra square Jupiter in Cancer until 6:17 p.m. and that can cause a lot of overdoing. Yes, indeed. And also, after we get the trine from Moon in Aries to Mercury, we are going not to feel it right away. We can coast on the trine for a while. But this Moon in Aries will have an aspect that comes in on Tuesday, the fourth day, the day of the Will We Have Elections at All Day. That comes in at 3:25 a.m. on Tuesday the 4th. Okay? So, that's it for the week. It's not, you know, it doesn't hold anything other than that Mercury shift. That's unusual, really. But we will have a full moon in Taurus coming in at 13 degrees of Taurus on Wednesday the 5th. And that will be something. Yes, we'll talk about that. And Mars is making the shift into Sagittarius on Tuesday, and so the Mars shift, and then Wednesday, the full moon, 8:19 a.m. So that'll be some different things that are happening. And Venus is going to leave the Libra, which is her sign, and go into the depths of Scorpio on Thursday. Also, Uranus will retrograde into Taurus on Friday, and Mercury will retrograde on Sunday. Yes, maybe two podcasts. I don't know right now. Anyway, I, as always, I'm wishing you the best, and I will say goodbye for now.